Let's look at the history of what is known as the Ebenezer Doan House, which is now the Doan House Hospice on the northwest corner of Eagle and Young Streets. If you have been reading my articles over the past number of years, you will recall I am an advocate for the repurposing of historic buildings to preserve and give them new life. The Doan House Hospice is an excellent example of how this can be done, benefiting the community at large. In 2001, through the dedicated volunteer efforts of both local individuals and corporations, this well-built historic Quaker home, once the Doan family homestead, was restored to its former glory and reborn as the Doan House Hospice just one block north of its original location. Why was this simple two-story building, originally built with a simple wood and plaster exterior finish, a must-save for our heritage? It is an excellent example of a Quaker-style home and was, for more than a century, the home of generations of the Doan family. Built around 1845 by Seneca Doan, a prominent Quaker farmer, it replaced the original house, which had been built around 1808 in the area once known as Armitage. The Newmarket Heritage Advisory Committee wisely deemed it an important and unique example of Quaker architecture, along with the Quaker Meeting House and Sharon Temple. The Doan family settled on this lot on Young around 1808, having acquired 200 acres from Asa Rogers, the original land grant holder. They transferred some of their land to the local Quakers for the construction of their meeting house and burying ground, which can still be seen adjacent to the property. The family would also operate an early telephone company known as the Doan Telephone Exchange, serving the local farming community from their dwelling. Known locally as the Seneca Doan House, it was designated both for its historical and architectural value. It was originally located just south of its current location, on the west side of Young, just north of Clearmeadow Boulevard, next door to the Quaker Meeting House. The rapid development of the area seriously threatened the continued existence of the historic home, and so it was relocated to the former Eldred King Park, at the corner of Young and Eagle. It was designated historic in 1998. In the 1840s, Newmarket was a bustling town, with new industry, improved roads, and established farms surrounding the village. This homestead was built circa 1845 as a home for Seneca Doan, 1818-1898, a prosperous farmer, and his wife, Elizabeth Webb Doan, 1822-1881, and had been occupied continuously since that time, primarily by members of the Doan family. Construction of this residence probably started around the time of Seneca Doan's marriage to Elizabeth Webb of King Township in 1841, and the death in 1844 of his father, William Doan. William Doan had arrived from Bucks County, Pennsylvania in 1807, purchasing 200 acres from Asa Rogers. Amazingly, the property was to stay in family hands until 1967. My kin, the Lundys, had ventured from Bucks County 8 years previously and likely would have been well acquainted with the family as they were Quakers as well. The Doan family had been members of the Religious Society of Friends, Quakers, who had moved to the area from the United States and worshipped at the Young Street Quaker Meeting House. In addition to being farmers, the Doan men were skilled carpenters, having made a significant contribution to the construction of other Quaker buildings in the area, including the Young Street Meeting House in Newmarket and Sharon Temple in East Gwillimbury. Let us turn our attention to the actual house. This two-story home, built in a rectangular plan, had its original principal facade, which faced to the east, organized into three bays. Its kitchen tail, a single-story frame in the center back, had woodsheds attached to it. The house had wood clapboard siding, except for the walls under the front porch roof, which had been dressed in smooth ashlar-lined stucco to simulate stone. There are three entrances to the house, each with paneled wooden doors. Wrapped around three sides of the house to protect its several entrances was a graceful veranda with a bell-cast roof supported by wooden turned posts on the wooden floor of the veranda. The ceiling of the veranda was finished with narrow boards with a beaded edge. Sometime late in the 19th century, a window in the wall of the ground floor dining room was enlarged into a bay window looking out over the veranda, with a seat along the window frame on the inside of the house. The house was lovingly restored, and a visit will allow you to fully appreciate the workmanship. So how was the house preserved when most of the other historic properties in the area were allowed to disappear? In 2001, an agreement was reached between the hospice, formerly called Hospice Newmarket, the town of Newmarket and the regional municipality of York to relocate the house, which sadly had remained vacant for a few years, to its current location and to convert it for use as a hospice serving North Aurora, Newmarket, Bradford and East Gwillimbury. Its relocation was imperative as the property had been sold to developers. Over an 18-month period, the home was carefully transformed to its former glory as a well-built Quaker building, and today reflects again the care and quality of workmanship of the early Quaker years. The concept of repurposing heritage buildings seems the best way for us to save our heritage properties while giving them new life. If you have visited the property, perhaps during an open house, I am sure you will agree that the work of Doane House Hospice is particularly well suited to the warm atmosphere that permeates the house, with its original pine floors and welcoming bay window. The banister on the staircase, which takes you upstairs to the organization's offices, is the original picket-style one. Many of the windows in the house that make it so well lit have the original glass in them. When I last visited, the Elman W. Campbell Museum was maintaining on the premises a showcase of artifacts about the Doane family and life in those times. I find it easy to speculate that Elizabeth and Seneca Doane would have been astounded but very proud to see the purpose that their house has been put to today, given their Quaker beliefs. The communities of Aurora and Sharon have their own Doane stories to tell, and perhaps I shall return to this early local family and their heritage in future articles. I apologize for the quality of some of the photos attached. Photography is not my forte, obviously. Sources: clippings from local newspapers, The Quakers in Canada, A History by Arthur G. Dorland, Stories of Newmarket, An Old Ontario Town by Robert Terence Carter, The Young Street Story 1793-1860 by F.R. Burcham. Newmarket resident Richard MacLeod, the History Hound, has been a local historian for more than 40 years. He writes a weekly feature about our town's history in partnership with Newmarket Today, conducts heritage lectures and walking tours of local interest, and leads local oral history interviews.